This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
Humanity has become domineering. It has become dangerous. It has become arrogant. It's kind of like the infant putting his or her hand on a hot stove.
The Health Ranger Report.
We are at that moment right now in human history where we, humanity, are putting our hand on the hot stove and we are about to get burned.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
Okay, Bill Nye, formerly known as the science guy, now basically known as the science clown, has become a real danger to science education in America today. His new Netflix series called Bill Nye Saves the World features him and a singer, I think it's Rachel Bloom, doing a song and dance that says that transgenderism is evolution. And they're singing and dancing, and Bill Nye's not singing, thank God. Rachel Bloom is singing, and then Bill Nye is approving of the message and says, yeah, your message is right on, this is awesome, while Rachel Bloom is singing that she has to keep her vagina moist, and her vagina has a voice, and you don't have to choose between James and Joyce, and it's called this transgender anthem. And it is the most lunatic anti-science BS that you've ever heard, and Bill Nye is endorsing it. So, this is basically the equivalent of the flat earth theory of genetics, where Bill Nye is now saying that transgenderism is real, thinking that you can just choose to be a gender, that genetics has nothing to do with it, that genetic expression is, I guess, in his mind, illusory, and that magical thinking is now what passes for science in the mind of the twisted mind of Bill Nye, who has gone just all out for this leftist agenda of transgenderism. Now, let's get to real science here for a second. You can't change your chromosomes just by wishing it. Hopefully that should be obvious to any rational person at this point, but, you know, Bill Nye and the entire left-wing media, they've been pushing this ridiculous, absurd, quack science delusion that says that a man can change into a woman, or a woman can change into a man, just by wishing for it. This is magical thinking. And it's dangerous for them to be pushing this kind of thing, especially on America's youth. You know, transgenderism is a kind of psychosis. It's a mental illness. It's still described even as a mental illness by the World Health Organization. And those who suffer from transgender thinking, they need counseling. They need help. They need some psychological intervention. You have to tell people the truth about gene expression and sex expression. Human beings are a sexually dimorphic species, which means it's a binary expression. You're either male or female, except in certain rare cases where there are genetic defects or birth defects that are not part of the normal expression of the gene code. You're either male or female if you're born as a normal, healthy human being. Now, if you think you're male, but you're a biological female, that is a psychological issue. That is not that you were accidentally born with a penis or a vagina and you have to have it surgically removed to fix your problem. That's not the correct answer here. And so Bill Nye has become a very real danger to science education by pushing this total genetic lunacy, magical thinking, transgenderism nonsense. I mean, it's getting so bad that I'm actually concerned that Bill Nye is going to push for school textbooks to remove all lessons of genetic science because it no longer fits the crazy lunatic narrative of the left, which believes that gender is non-binary. I know it's just crazy. I mean, geneticists all over the world are banging their heads against the wall in frustration over Bill Nye just discrediting all of science, basically. He makes all scientists look like total idiots with this. I mean, he looks like a flat earther, okay? He looks like the flat earth version of genetic science, which basically just denies over 100 years of genetic science and genetic discoveries and the entire existence of the human genome, chromosomes, you know, all of these things. He's trying to brainwash America into believing total quackery nonsense. That's what Bill Nye is doing, and that's why it's dangerous. So today I'm proposing that I think Netflix needs to pull down the Bill Nye series because it's so dangerous at causing miseducation, causing children to believe in magical thinking rather than legitimate science. Bill Nye has become TV's most dangerous science clown slash quack. I mean, even Neil deGrasse Tyson, who is another kind of science clown in his own way, would never say something as ridiculous as transgenderism is evolution. You wouldn't find Tyson uttering that. In fact, Tyson probably, if you got him to debate Bill Nye on all of this, Tyson would trash Bill Nye for even supposing such a thing. Because Tyson, even though I disagree with him on you know, most things, he's not a stupid, crazy person like Bill Nye is. You see the difference? I mean, Tyson is actually vastly more intelligent than Bill Nye. Again, I completely disagree with Neil deGrasse Tyson pushing GMOs and pushing vaccines, and all kinds of nonsense, but he's not a stupid person, not by any means. You can tell just by listening to him. He is intelligent. He's just wrong. Whereas Bill Nye is a freaking lunatic. He is a science lunatic. I mean, really? You're going to get up there and sing about your moist vagina and transgenderism is evolution and vaginas have a voice? I mean, what? How insane do you have to be to believe this stuff that Bill Nye is pushing? You know, he's a real danger to science education, a real danger. And, you know, I find this interesting because, of course, in the past, I'd been criticized as being anti-science because I questioned mercury in vaccines, because I questioned the safety of GMOs, because I warned people about pesticides in food. So the corporate science establishment would try to characterize me as anti-science while saying that people like Bill Nye are the real scientists. Well, guess what? It's all been flipped around. People like me are the real scientists. You know, I've got 2 patents on scientific discoveries granted by the U.S. Patent Office, author of a number one best-selling science book on Amazon.com. I'm a lab science director. I run an ISO-accredited, internationally recognized analytical science laboratory running now 3 different mass spec instruments to do analysis of environmental samples and so on. And I can go on and on. You know, I've authored science papers. Another one's being published here in just a few weeks in a mainstream science journal and so on. Bill Nye has no science credentials. And the things that he is pushing are now being increasingly exposed as total lunacy. So it turns out that real science now is found in the independent scientists, you know, people like myself and independent labs and so on. And the lunatic fringe flat earther people are the, quote, mainstream scientists like Bill Nye, who isn't even really a scientist, but he plays one on Netflix. So the whole thing's being flipped around. It's fascinating that here I am defending science against lunatics like Bill Nye. I mean, I am defending genetic science. Genetic science is real. You know, you have genes, you have chromosomes, there is genetic expression. It's not the entire answer to everything. Obviously, there's epigenetic factors, there are environmental factors, there are behavioral factors. You know, just because you have the, quote, breast cancer genes doesn't mean you're going to get breast cancer. You know, I could teach you a whole huge lesson on that. You know, food, diet, exposure to chemicals, lifestyle, prevention, all of these things alter gene expression, especially for, you know, so-called disease genes like that. But you can't alter your sex expression by changing what you eat. You can't go to like a girly diet, for example, and go from a male to a female in your genetic code. But apparently Bill Nye believes maybe you can. Well, actually, he thinks you don't even have to eat anything. You can just wave a magic wand over your penis and suddenly, wham, it's a vagina. That's Bill Nye. He's like, first you have a penis and shazam, you have Bill Nye's moist vagina. I mean, this is how insane the guy is. He's crazy. He's a lunatic. He's like, I remember the skeptics used to make fun of David Copperfield for doing magic tricks. Like he would move compasses with magnets that were hidden in his hand and things like that, right? And they would make fun of David Copperfield. He's not a psychic. He's just a stage magician. He's a trickster, right? Bill Nye has become the trickster. Bill Nye has become the David Copperfield of genetic lunacy. he's like, but he's more, he's more hilarious than David Copperfield. Because David Copperfield, you always kind of knew he was a magician. You know, he's doing sleight of hand and stuff like that. Illusions, stage tricks, things like that. I don't think anybody ever took him, well, no intelligent person ever took him seriously. But Bill Nye, a lot of people take him seriously when he's a freaking lunatic. That's the danger, that people think that Bill Nye is telling them something that's really science when it's total delusion. So that's why Bill Nye is vastly more dangerous to science education than David Copperfield ever was. And David Copperfield, I mean, yeah, he was a magician, a stage illusionist. But Bill Nye is a freaking lunatic, so there's really no comparison there. In any case, I truly hope, I mean, we need to defend legitimate science. We need to defend environmental science. We need to defend the fact that mercury is a toxin and you shouldn't be injecting it into children in vaccines. I am on the side of real science on every single issue. I defend real science, real laboratory analysis, legitimate reality. Whereas Bill Nye and many people like him are just pushing total quack science and this belief in magical thinking that has now swept across the political left. So leftists, now they cannot even recognize science. I did a story the other day where I was talking about leftists don't even realize they are made of carbon. Literally, they don't know. They think carbon is evil and they want to have a carbon tax and they think CO2 is dangerous and it's a pollutant. Oh my God, these people are so scientifically illiterate, they don't even know they are made of carbon. Practically every organic molecule in their body is made of carbon. And all the foods they eat are made of carbon, and all the things they drink are made of carbon. I mean, the plants, the seeds, the phytochemicals, you know, the fruits and vegetables, the vegan juicing, the juice is made of carbon. You leftists don't even have to hold back on what I really want to say because they're so stupid. And Bill Nye is just contributing to that total stupidity. Now making people think that transgenderism is evolution and that carbon is an evil thing. You know, Bill Nye is made of carbon, too. Even Bill Nye's penis is made of carbon, although he wants it to disappear. You know, sad state of affairs that we have come to now in science in America, when a lunatic like Bill Nye has a mainstream audience on Netflix and is teaching people magical thinking rooted in total quack science insanity. So, obviously, I want to help defend science. You can join me in that effort. Listen to some of my podcasts at healthrangerscience.com. Thank you for listening, and if you get a chance to give Netflix any feedback, definitely tell them that you don't appreciate all the quack science Bill Nye stuff that's going on. Thank you for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra-clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science, because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products, and that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science. the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food. And you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.